Could financing from a private sector contractor save the beleaguered rail project? According to a report released this week, the answer is yes, times $570 million. CivilBeat.com reporter Chad Blair is back with today's reality check. Hi there. Nice to talk to you. Looking at how much the rail is short, I mean, no one is going to sneeze at $570 million, especially if that were to be, you know, packed in with, say, $300 million saved from the skim. Every little bit helps. Yeah. But really, what is the difference in having a private sector contractor finance this as opposed to how we have traditionally seen the project develop to date with, you know, the design build concept?
Right. In fact, it has to do exactly with that concept. That's what HART uses. That's where a single contractor is responsible for both designing and constructing the rail line. But this report, which just came out yesterday, said HART could actually be more efficient if it would incorporate project financing for the last 4.2 miles, right? That's going to go to Alamoana Center and the Pearl Highlands Transit Center if they found a private contractor to take care of this. Why? Well, the contractor would have an incentive to get the thing done on time and on budget. Remember those words, on time and on budget?
I do, actually, from a show not too long ago.
Exactly. But also that was the promise from so many people, including Mayor Caldwell, to get this thing done. But the contractor would have the incentive to do that in order to get paid. They would not be paid until the project was done. Essentially, what you're doing is you're transferring responsibility for the rail project, at least these last portions, from the public sector to the private sector. And how nice to be thinking about actually saving $500 million when we're actually looking, as you know, a minimum $2 billion shortfall. Some are saying that shortfall is as high as $3 billion.
A moment ago, you said something that was rather telling. You said, if there can be a private sector contractor who can be found who wants to do this. As far as you know from, you know, the story today, anybody in the wind who might be just that person?
You never know. HART, by the way, cooperated with this report. And I should do a full disclosure here. It's coming from the Ulupono Initiative. That's an investment firm that encourages sustainability. And it was founded by our publisher, Pierre Omidyar. So full disclosure there. But HART said, you know, it's interesting. Let's look at this idea of getting somebody else to do it. But they also cautioned that this has not been attempted here. And the savings that you've seen on the mainland were similar. A program has been applied, may not necessarily happen here. It's not quite sure who would step up to do this. There'd have to be a bidding process. That's going to take time. So all these things kind of point that, well, it might be a little difficult getting someone to come forward and agree to do this, particularly with all the controversy surrounding the rail project. But at least a different perspective on maybe saving some money on rail. Nice for a change.
That's nice, too. But the reality check may be that this may not necessarily be part of our reality.
Yeah, that's right. But a new way of looking at things and the fact that HART is open to it at least reflects well on some different possibilities for finishing the project.
Okay, well, let's hear it for other possibilities, not necessarily alternative reality. Going to talk to you sometime soon.
Thank you, Kellyanne Conway. Just kidding. Alternative facts.
Chad Blair joins us today from CivilBeat.com with a reality check, which we get from them once a day.